KUVO Jazz 89.3. In the studio today is Justin Hartman, founder and CEO of Ozo Coffee Company. It's a coffee roaster and retail operation based in Boulder with Espresso Cafe locations in Boulder and Longmont, Colorado. Now, their mission is to support and connect diverse communities through coffee. They created the Killer Joe Blend for our fall pledge drive just a few months ago. Good morning, Justin. I appreciate you taking time away from your coffee to join us here on Community Connection.
Good morning, Tree. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. So let me ask you, do you have a passion for coffee?
I do. I love coffee. I love all things about it. The agricultural element of it, the different varieties, the beautiful, you know, people that produce the coffee for us all the way through our roasting and our wonderful people at the cafes serving the coffee. So we really look at it from the journey from seed to cup and value everybody in that supply chain.
Yeah, I like that, seed to cup. All right. So where do you purchase your beans from?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, let's get into the Killer Joe blend. One of the things that we really are passionate about is connecting our vision of knowing who our farmers are and really letting them know who we are, and it inspires them to know that where their coffee is being served. And we get to tell them that story as well. So our coffees in the blend are coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and Peru.
Wow.
And our Honduras coffees, that's our longest relationship coffee group that we've been working with since 2009. And we've seen just tremendous, great impacts at the growing region there, just with educational facilities. They have a cyber cafe was set up on the co-op, like in the middle of the mountains, where everyone has access to education and
wow.
and free Wi-Fi. And there's all kind of, I could go on and on about all the different programs they do there, but it's wonderful for us to know that our purchasing has a positive impact on a community there. And then we try to turn that around and share that love in our own community here in Colorado.
That's beautiful. Now, you were talking about 2009, but you started in 2007, is that right?
Correct, yeah. We started in 2007, operated for about 2 years purchasing coffee from other roasters, kind of getting our foundation set up so that we could then move into the roasting side.
Okay, and now you are roasting up the storm, huh?
Uh-huh, exactly, yep.
Now, is all your coffee organic?
We do most of our coffee is organic. We do like that organic certification. It works well for us, and we like the growing practices that are associated with organic farming. But some of our coffee farmers are small, really small farmers that aren't able to get a certification like that. So one of the reasons we travel to our origin countries is to see what's going on the ground level, see what kind of farming practices they have, and you know, really, we're looking for people that are growing in a traditional organic format or have some sort of idea of preserving the earth in the best way possible. You know, like not like filtering the water before they put it back onto the ground. You know, after they've used the water to process the coffee, or people having biodiverse crops in between the rows of coffee. So they might have like mangoes and papayas and bananas and various things growing in between the coffee rows, which is great for soil regenerative practices and also helps to keep the soil temperatures down. So we're looking for people that are just share values like we do, like our values at Ozo, and those are the people that we look to partner with.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, where did the name Ozo come from?
Ozo is, well, when we were coming up with the idea, the vision of Ozo, you know, we really wanted to create a welcoming space, welcoming to all people. And so for me, we really wanted to find a word that was that didn't have any preconceived vibes or feelings or, you know, so jokingly, you know, we didn't want to call it Jazz Coffee Station, you know, or coffee roasters, and we didn't want to call it Suit and Tie Coffee. We want, you know, doctors, lawyers, construction workers, teachers, professors, students. We want people from all walks of life come into our cafe. So we really wanted to create a welcoming, open environment. And so we kind of invented the word. It stemmed from the word oso in Spanish is bear.
Oh.
And kind of through, woke up the next morning with the revelation of like, let's throw a Z in there and call it Ozo.
Wow. That's how you do it. Something totally creative. And everybody that likes coffee comes from various walks of life.
Exactly.
I mean, I only met a few people that really don't care for coffee, but most of the people I know got to have that cup of coffee in the morning. Some drink it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What's your favorite coffee?
You know, it's like saying picking your favorite child or something like that. Right now, we have some wonderful coffees coming out of Nicaragua. A farmer that we've been working with for a long time, Luis Alberto, and we've purchased 4 different micro lots from him this year.
Wow!
So we have 2 different Pacamara varietals that are available. We have a natural processed coffee that's just released this week. And we just finished a super small lot of the washed coffee from his farm. So his farm's called Un Regalo de Dios. The gift of the gods is what that translates to. And he just grows some amazing coffee. So I would say those are my favorite coffees right now.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Now, let's talk about the Killer Joe for Kuvo.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that come to be?
Well, we got the introduction to you guys and started talking about this idea of having a coffee for the pledge drive. And we got all excited about it. And we came up with this blend and we wanted to use our relationship coffees. So we've been building relationships with our farmers in Guatemala and Peru over the years, as well as Honduras. And so we thought, let's just put together a wonderful blend that has the most relationship connection to our farmers. And so that was the basis of coming up with this blend for you guys. And we wanted something that was really approachable and something that a mass majority of the people would enjoy. So it's a medium dark roast, a little more approaching the medium dark side. Not our darkest roast, but something that was rich and chocolatey and enjoyable, good body coffee, kind of a little bit lower on the acidity level.
It's very flavorful. I like it.
Excellent.
I was so excited when mine came in the mail. I was like, oh, yes, here we go. Killer Joe coffee. Hence, that's why we played Killer Joe before you came on this morning.
I love how you have some coffee songs lined up for us. I love this.
I tell you, in jazz, we have a song for almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. All right. So what do you have coming up next year? Do you have some exciting things coming up next year in 25?
Yes, we do. We just got back from some origin travel in Colombia and Peru. We like to travel as often as we can to make, you know, to visit our farms and see how things are progressing and keep that connection with our farmers. But yeah, this year we were down in Colombia, met up with one of our newer farmers, Johan, and we're bringing in some beautiful coffees from him in the spring. We're really excited for that. And we also have another single origin Peru that we're bringing in from a single producer as well. So just some exquisite coffees coming in the early spring, late winter there. And yeah, we're looking forward to that. And we also have our a washed Ethiopia that's going to be releasing in January. So, you know, Ethiopia is the motherland of coffee. So
true.
You got to love the Ethiopian coffees. And one thing that's great about that coffee is it's just heirloom varietals. They can't really tell us the varieties of coffee that are growing on the farms because it's as natural as it can be. They're just kind of naturally growing coffee all over the place in Ethiopia. So
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. So how do people find Ozo Coffee? Do you have social sites or?
Absolutely. You can find us on all your social platforms, Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. But check us out at ozocoffee.com. We have our blog set up on there so you can get a little more insight into our coffee. You can see all the fresh released coffees coming onto the lineup. And just a lot of great news and info coming from that. But yeah, do check out our Instagram as well. We're doing a lot of fun things with that. doing collaborations with our people that we work with. We just did a collaboration with Eldora Mountain Resort. Did a giveaway with that. So yeah, check us out on our social platforms and ozocoffee.com. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from you.
That sounds awesome. So Justin, thank you so much for taking time away from your coffee company to visit us here at the Cobo Cubo Studios today on Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.